This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to be joined by our expert when it comes to lubrication. He's a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years of experience, and he's always giving us all kinds of great advice. That's right, Dan Watson from thelubepage.com is standing by, ready to take your calls at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, or if you prefer, you can write Dan directly at danwatson@thelubepage.com. danwatson@thelubepage.com. Let's go to the Auto World guest lines, contributor lines, and bring forth the man himself. Here he is, Mr. Dan Watson from thelubepage.com. Hi there, Dan. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. I'm doing well. Good to be back on the show again in a live format.
Absolutely. Always best to be back on live. But there's been a couple of things bubbling around the automotive world in recent times, and including the unveiling to the media and to a select group of folks, the 2020 Corvette, Dan.
Yeah, I wanted you to tell us all about that a little bit here to open up the show, because that's pretty big deal. I've heard a lot of good press, shall we say, coming across my computer screen, so I thought I'd get the real information and see what you found out about it.
Well, it is definitely, it was a fantastic event that they held at an Air Force, a former Air Force base in California. They rented the facility for its size and for the use of a humongous hangar. There's no other way to put it, but they brought in people from not only the automotive journalist world, but they also brought in factory workers from the Bowling Green. We're back live here on Auto World. I'm Bob Long, and we were having some technical problems on my end, which we've got remedied, which means we can move on with Dan Watson. We're playing a tape of Dan and I talking about the Corvette a little while back, but let's go to the lines and bring forth our great contributor. He is a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years worth of experience, and he is the man to ask any kind of question you could possibly want about lubrication. Dan, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Oh, great to be with you, Bob. Sorry about the technical issues.
Well, we got them straightened out. That's the most important part.
You bet.
Dan, there are a couple of items last week that you promised to follow up on. Do you want to address those before we go to the questions?
Yeah, I think so. We got just a couple minutes here before the first break. I can probably condense them down. We were talking last week, and I mentioned that I was going to put the this upper cylinder lubricant information on the blog section at thelubepage.com, and also some information about AMSOIL's gasoline stabilizer as it compares to Seafoam. Well, I finally did it. And I got to say that I just wish that I was more proficient with that computer. I was having so much trouble getting the graphic that I wanted to go in the blog. So I may know a whole lot about oil and lubrication. I appear to know very little about how to really make these computers do what I want them to do. But I had one listener that emailed me and said, "Where is it?" And what I'm saying to those of you out there looking for it, it's there. I posted it. I'm sorry. I think I now know how to do that, and I'll be quicker at it in the future. But, hey, like everything else, you know, I do a lot of stuff myself. I like to do things that way. On that website, there's a lot of things that I control and do myself. And in particular, the blog, that's going to be my baby. It's directly from me, so I'm not going to have somebody else doing it for me. So anyway, it was a learning experience. But let me just say a couple things about those two products. One is the upper cylinder lubricant. Folks are not sure what that means, but we're old enough, Bob, we'll just stipulate that, that we know when gasoline had lead in it rather than lead substitutes.
Yep.
And gasoline was more of a lubricant as well as a fuel when it had lead as an additive. It actually could, that lead acted as an anti-wear agent and would help you with the valves and also help with the upper ring interface at the top of the top ring, because it's really hard for that ring to get full oil on it all the time. So we lost that when they naturally and should have taken the lead out, because, hey, lead in the atmosphere is not a good thing. It's a heavy metal that can affect nerve and nerve continuity. So it's good that that's gone. But it left our gas with what the old-timers would call being pretty dry gas, okay? Then they put some more additives in it to try to replace the lead. That's somewhat successful. But then we came along and added ethanol. And ethanol is alcohol. It has no lubricating quality whatsoever. Okay, so now our gas is, again, very, very low lubricity. So this upper cylinder lubricant is a product that allows us to put something back in the fuel that's EPA acceptable and allows your engine to develop maximum horsepower and maximum performance. Now, the documents I put up online show that the lubricity of the AMSOIL product is 18% better than Lucas and 20% better than Seafoam. Now, the funny thing about Seafoam is that Seafoam is not much different than standard gasoline. Now, that's just the truth. It doesn't show, when it comes to lubricity, it's hard to show any difference. Lucas does have some lubricity, but AMSOIL is about 18% more on the standardized test that is done. It's not our test. It's a test done by the ASTM, and it's called the Measure by Wear Scar in the modified ASTM D6079, for what anybody cares about that. But that document is there on the website. And as far as the Seafoam, I put up a document showing the corrosion control, because when you stabilize fuel, you also want to make sure that within the fuel system, because the product, you're going to be there for a while, that's the reason you put the stabilizer in the fuel, to reduce the varnish and the oxidation of the fuel. But what about the corrosion that can go on in the fuel, especially if you have ethanol in the fuel? Well, the comparison between the AMSOIL stabilizer and Seafoam, again, was just shocking to me, because Seafoam is actually worse than having base fuel. You get more corrosion by adding Seafoam instead of less, and the AMSOIL was just absolutely pristine when it came to corrosion control. So, folks, you can look at those documents. I finally got them up there. I apologize for my computer ineptness, but they are posted in the blog on thelubepage.com. So I wanted to get back to that, and so those people won't send me more emails asking me why I promised something and they can't find it.
Very good, Dan. Absolutely. And, of course, we've got some questions coming up, and we also want to remind everybody about the great offer that you have for all of our listeners. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about that preferred customer discount with Dan Watson straight ahead right here on Honor World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Telling me then and there to a drag. I said you're my friend. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for being here. This is Bob Long, along with Dan Watson from the Lube page, and we're going to get to your questions. We got a bunch lined up, but before we get into that, let's remind folks about what's out there for them that's 100% free, and that's the preferred customer discount, Dan.
Yes, this program is a factory direct program to AMSOIL Corporate, which is a membership membership, same sort of arrangement if you were a member of Sam's Wholesale, Costco, or BJ's. And it allows you to purchase AMSOIL direct. You can purchase it by phone or by the internet at AMSOIL.com, and you're going to receive a discount of 25 to 30%. In order to have that discount, you have to be a registered preferred customer. And that program exists to be used through dealers like myself. And I have a special going on where I offer that preferred customer membership to you for 6 months free. No membership fee. We'll set it up to let you see the savings and to enjoy AMSOIL products that you want. And I think when it comes time for you to renew, you will. But if you don't, I understand that. But once you have been a preferred customer, AMSOIL will offer you a 10% discount for future purchases because you tried the preferred customer program. So you can't lose on this thing. Let me hook you up on it. Buy the products you want. If you buy $100 worth of AMSOIL, they'll ship it to you freight free anywhere in the 48 contiguous states. If you go to Alaska and Hawaii, it's a little more on the shipping. But all you got to do is call me at 800-370-2986 or go to thelubepage.com and contact me via the Lube Page. It's a great offer. Take advantage of it.
Absolutely. And definitely get on it, because this is something that Dan is offering exclusively here to Auto World listeners. So please take advantage of Dan's generosity. First question we've got is from a gentleman in Florida, Clyde in Florida, and he writes to us, I never see any recommendations to change the rear end oil. Is this a Fill for Life product?
Well, you would think so when you see the lack of maintenance that is done to the rear end in most vehicles. What I will tell you is that there's not legitimately a vehicle out there that should ever go past 100,000 miles without changing the gear oil in the rear end. If it's a front-wheel drive, you've also got you need to change the transaxle oil, okay? Now, you might ask, well, why don't you see this done very often? Because it's out of sight, out of mind, and people don't pay attention to it. But I will just tell you, having been involved in the repair of a couple of differentials, that's what the rear end's true name is, a differential, it can easily cost you a couple thousand dollars in the replacement gears. These are very sophisticated gears that are in there. They are very, very tough, and they would probably last. You couldn't probably abuse them, but the problem is the bearings are still bearings. And when you wear out the oil that's in the rear end, and believe me, they run hot these days, so much power is pushed through them. The problem is when one of those bearings lets loose, the debris from the bearing gets trapped between the gears, and it takes the gears out too. So when you have to rebuild that rear end, it's usually a complete rebuild. You might as well buy a new one or buy a factory reconditioned one, or if you're lucky, you can go to the junkyard and find one for $400 or $500 that's still in good shape. But it's not an inexpensive repair, and there's no reason to even think about it. Most cars and trucks hold less than a gallon of gear lube, so you need to think about that. Look in your owner's manual. It'll probably tell you to change that gear oil somewhere in the neighborhood of 50,000 miles, and if you're using petroleum, quite frankly, you should change it probably at 30,000 miles instead of at 50, but it's an important thing to do, and Clyde's asking that question. It's easy to ignore it until it breaks, and then you can't ignore it, and it's very expensive. Now, the difference between a good, high-quality synthetic gear lube and a petroleum gear lube is like the difference between a radial tire and a trailer tire. There's just no comparison. And some companies like FedEx and UPS in their nationwide fleet use nothing but synthetic gear lubes in those differentials. So that might tell you what the big guys are doing and what they think of the quality of synthetic versus petroleum for that application?
That's a really good question and some good information from all of us from Dan. We got a question from Marty in Idaho, and Marty is asking to please explain two cycle oil mixing ratios. Why are they different for so many applications?
Well, the manufacturer of these different pieces of equipment will determine how much oil they need in the gasoline, because, folks, two cycle, you get your lubrication in through the gas. Now, they don't have a sump or a pump or any of that. It's just so much oil mixed in the gas. Now, the problem is that so many of these petroleum oils are so inferior that what they have to do is just load them up heavily with zinc and phosphorus in order to try to prevent scuffing of the rings on the cylinder walls, because we're talking about a pretty tough lubricating regime when it comes to lubricants coming in with the fuel. So they vary those depending upon their own testing. But here's the secret to the situation about two-cycle oil mixing. Always think of it like this. It's one part of oil to one part of gasoline. So what does that mean? Well, if I have one quart of oil and I mix it in 20 quarts of gasoline, then I would have a 20-to-1 mixture, 20 parts gasoline, one part oil. If it's 100-to-1, I would have one quart of lubricant and 100 quarts of gasoline, and that would be 100-to-1 mixture. Okay, so when you work this out, it goes down to ounces, right? 1 ounce of oil mixed to 100 ounces of fuel is pretty close to 100-to-1, because there's 128 ounces in a gallon. So it'd be 128-to-1 if you had 1 ounce. If you put 2 ounces in there, it'd be around 80-to-1. So we're going up against the break, so I'll finish this off when we come back.
It sounds like a great idea. Speaking of great ideas, why don't you send us an email, bob@autoworldradio.com or Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of confirmed deaths has now surpassed the total of people who died during the 2003 SARS epidemic. All but two of the 812 confirmed deaths have been in mainland China. More than 37,000 people now have been infected with the virus worldwide.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert said he does not support a state lawmaker's push to censure U.S. Senator Mitt Romney over his vote to convict the president in the impeachment trial. Herbert, a Republican, said in a statement that Romney voted in accordance with his conscience after hearing all the evidence, and his decision does not warrant censure. The position signals a roadblock for the effort to rebuke Romney amid a wave of Republican anger directed at the party's former presidential nominee. The resolution would show the senator that other members of his party are unhappy with his vote and want to show their respect for the president. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Dan Watson is with us live, as usual, at this very same time, on this very same radio station, or if you're listening online at GCNlive.com or many other spots that you can pick us up. Welcome and thanks for being here. Don't be a stranger. Give us a call, 855-660-4261, or send us an email. It's Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com or DanWatson@TheLubePage.com. And before the bottom of the hour, hard network break there, Dan, we had a question about two-cycle mixing oils, and you were explaining the differences.
Yes, I just want to finish that up by saying that the mixed ratio is always the amount of gasoline or fuel compared to the oil. So when I have 100-1, it means I have one part of oil and 100 parts of fuel. Now that could be 100 of anything. It's just a ratio. So if I have, like I said, a quart of oil, then I'd need 100 quarts of fuel. If I have a gallon of oil, then I need 100 gallons of fuel. That's what that means. And so when you have people saying in the different pieces of equipment that they want either a 40-1, a 50-1 mixture, understand that that's what they're talking about. They want, in a 50-1, they want 1 ounce of oil for 50 ounces of fuel. Now, when you get to these superior synthetic products and these two-cycle oils, like the ones that come from AMSOIL Incorporated, what you end up with is a mixture that can be anywhere from 50-1 to 100-1, and it'll work in any of those ratios. It's set up to do that. They did that because some people can't handle 100-1. It's just psychologically impossible to do that. So they can mix it if they want it 50-1. But here's the key to why you want to use a synthetic two-cycle oil, either Amsoil's or somebody else's, but you want a real synthetic two-cycle oil. And it's because it burns clean, and it is rated as low ash, very low ash, or no ash. And what that means is that it doesn't have heavy metallic additives in it to act as anti-wear agents. The Amsoil products use more of a polymer anti-wear type additive. And so they burn completely clean. They don't leave any residue in the cylinder. Now, in a two-cycle engine, since it's two-cycle, not four-cycle, you have to exhale the old fuel and the old burnt-out exhaust with new air coming in. If anything restricts that operation, you lose power. So if you carbon up the exhaust port, you can't get the old burnt mixture out fast enough. Some of it's left in the cylinder. It's real simple. If 10% of the cylinder is still full of expended air that has no oxygen in it, then you're going to lose 10% of your power. If 20% is still stuck, you can lose 20% of your power. And believe me, when those ports get really clogged up, you may only get 50% or 40%. So maintaining a clean two-stroke engine is paramount to having power and performance. So old two-stroke petroleum oils just carbon up the cylinders. That's why those of you that are listening that are familiar with this stuff, you're so familiar with the carbon blasters and the things to get the carbon out of the engines. And sometimes they get so bad that they have to be taken apart and cleaned out and put back together because you can't get the carbon out. So I know you may find it hard to believe, but if you run a high-quality synthetic like Amsoil's synthetic oils, either the outboard motor or the professional for the two-stroke lawn equipment, you're going to find that after years of running, hundreds of hours, that cylinder will still be clean and the exhaust port will be clean and the rings will still be free and floating like they're supposed to do. So just do yourself a favor and get a higher quality two-stroke oil. It's so important to the life and the performance of those engines. And we've moved way past the ability to stick with those old, heavy oils that are loaded with lots of zinc and phosphorus in order to try to handle the anti-wear requirements of that engine.
Very well said, Dan. Betty in Louisiana, listening on WSLA, has a question for us. She says she has a new Honda that requires 0W16 oil. Do I have to use this thin oil? Where can I find 0W16?
We get this question quite a bit, don't we, Bob?
Yeah, it's not uncommon today.
Well, the 0W16 worries everybody, and in some cases, here's going to be my recommendation. My recommendation has been sliding a little as I read more about the implementation of this. If you get your 0W16 from the dealer, or if you get your 0W16 from Amsoil, and maybe I think Mobil has one out now, then I would say keep using the 0W16. If you can't get it from one of those three places, I would suggest you go up to 0W20. There have been problems already reported in North America of these cars trying to run 0W16, and they're not doing well. And the reason is again, the Japanese have very good, strict requirements on oil. We tend to be a little more lax, and our 0W16, meeting an SN or SN plus rating, is just, shall we say, not performing as well as anybody would think it should. And it's because in this continent, we're allowed to use products which aren't truly synthetic and call them synthetic, okay? And that is why we run into this problem. In Japan, you can't do that. So, and in Europe, you can't do that. But in the United States, you can because of the some funky rules out of the Better Business Bureau's, the National Advertising Department, and the API. So anyway, that's a whole other story. But since you can't be absolutely sure that you're getting a real 0W16 synthetic unless you get Amsoil or get it from the dealership or from mobile, I can't tell you about the rest. I've been disappointed with a lot of the rest, and I won't name any of those by name. I just name those three things. Get it from your dealer because they're going to have oil to protect the car. They have to. Otherwise, they'd be doing a lot of warranty work. Or get AMSOIL 0W16 or mobile 0W16. I just wouldn't go outside those three right now. If you can't get the 0W16 from one of those areas, then move up to 0W20 and use it until you can get a guaranteed high-quality synthetic 0W16. I hate to have to say that, but also that 0W16, AMSOIL has it, and again, on that preferred customer program, it'd be really easy to find it, buy it, and have it show up on your doorstep. So.
Yeah, that's great. Excellent question, Betty. We've got a question from Dan, and Dan says he uses AMSOIL Signature Series F5W20, I should say, on a 2017 Kia Sportage 2.4L GDI engine that is the recommended oil, but the manual states that I can use 5W30 in the same temperature range. Would it be better to go with the 5W30 because of the fuel in the oil dilution? I have 15,000 miles on the car now. A little bit confusing there.
Well, it is his whole thing, but what he's saying, he's using 520. He's got a gasoline direct injected engine. He's aware that he's been doing his research that those GDI engines do leak some. You do get some fuel contamination, couple percent, and he's wondering if he should just go ahead and use the 5W30 because of that. And I would say yes, use the 5W30 in the GDI engine. I would trust it much more than a 5W20 with the fuel contamination.
Good advice. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, we've got more questions, and we have room for you to sneak in as well. So give us a call or send us an email. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top. You're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. I want to remind you that Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. This is a really cool thing that they're doing, and it doesn't matter whether you're a lifetime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through DriveShare's car sharing platform, renters can find cars that bring out the awesome, in every moment. List your car today to start earning extra income. If you've got a classic car, rare car, unusual car, exotic car, or rent, using the special discount code AutoWorld to save $50 off your next rental. That's all caps, AUTOWORLD. And visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. Just go in there, sign up for free, and put in your zip code, and then you'll see what cars are available in your neck of the woods. So when you get a chance to do that, we've got, of course, Dan Watson with us in this hour of the broadcast, and we're talking about a gamut of different things and taking a lot of questions. But people seem to be very nervous about the very thin oils, Dan. It seems to be a very common fear.
Yes, and like I said, 0W16 needs to be a quality synthetic engine oil. Now, I've written an article that is you can have access to through the blog or in the regular article section at thelubepage.com, where I talk about the faux pas synthetic, meaning the fake synthetic oils that are out there in our marketplace. That's why I said previously that when you get down to the 0W16, if you can't be sure that you're getting a real, true synthetic product, then simply go to 0W20. The sub-quality fake synthetics are no better than petroleum, and a petroleum 0W16 is in trouble. Can't handle that in the cars at the temperatures they run. So just protect yourself. Use a 0W20 until you can find a quality synthetic. And if you need help with that, certainly send me an email, danwatson@thelubepage.com. Go to the Lube page. You can ask questions on the Lube page. Call me at 800-370-2986. But take your time on this. Those are good cars. Don't cause it to prematurely wear out because of, inadequate oil. So
true. Absolutely. Jack in Pennsylvania writes us and he wants to know, why do I have to run a slip lock additive in my positive traction rear end?
Well, it's because understanding a positive traction rear end answers this question. Most of the time in a typical rear end that's not positive traction, the right wheel is really your traction pushing wheel, and the other wheel is a sort of a traveler. It just goes with it. And so you can turn a corner and everything works out just fine because both wheels don't have to turn at exactly the same revolutions. Now, it doesn't take a lot to envision the fact that if I draw two circles, one inside the other, that the distance on the inside circle travels less than the distance on the outside circle if I take a path around the circumference of the circles. So that's your two back wheels. So if I'm going to make a turn and I turn my steering wheel hard left or right, then the inside wheel can't go the same distance as the outside wheel. And it's going to try to because it's locked up in a positive traction rear end. It'd be locked up with both of them. They're both going to turn the same. So what happens is the inside wheel has to hop going around the corner. It has to skip because it can't, it just can't turn the same way as the outside when the distance is different. So inside of a positive traction rear end, just on the each side of the ring and pinion gear are a set of heavy-duty clutches. And those clutches connect the axle to the differential. Reason being, this very thing. If I'm going straight ahead, those clutches are heavily engaged, and both tires turn, and away we go straight ahead. But if I go to turn, then one of the clutches, the inside wheel, they have to slip in order to not try to go the same distance as the outside wheel. And in order for that to slip, I must have the proper lubricant that gets in on the face of that it can slip. And that's what slip lock does. It gets in between the clutch faces, and when it needs to slip to go around that corner, it allows it to slip some so that it can do it. And so if you'll know in your positive traction rear end if you've got a problem that your slip lock's worn out or your gear lube's worn out, because as you start trying to turn corners and it starts hopping. And I've had more people with Corvettes get in touch with me about that because they got a great positive traction rear end for all that horsepower to go busting out straight ahead. But going around corners, they need that slip lock additive so that you can have a nice smooth turn around corners. And so I'll get a call from them and say, I don't know, something's wrong with the rear end on my Corvette because I'm hopping around the corner. And they go, nope, there's something wrong with your gear lube. You need to change the gear lube and add a tube of slip lock and all your problems will go away. So hopefully that answers that question.
Good question. Mark in Idaho says this is a note, and he writes, Dan, it's going to get real cold soon, and I have to park my truck outside. Is 0W30 much better than 5W30 for ease of starting in cold weather? Interesting question.
Well, in most parts of the country, you could say, don't worry about it. Not in Idaho. Idaho and Montana and North and South Dakota, my goodness, and Minnesota and upper Wisconsin, upper peninsula of Michigan, those places get very cold. You'll see the difference between 0W and 5W somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 below zero. You'll start to see a difference in those two oils. Now, if you're up above, say, at 15 below zero, you wouldn't see a lot of difference. The 5W is hanging in there. But when you get down below that, and now you start to need even a little bit better. And remember, folks, we've talked about this before. That W simply means winter rating for all application. A 0W will pour out at colder weather than a 5W. A 5W will pour out colder than, at a colder temperature than 10W, and so on and so forth. So the 0W right now is our best for rated for real cold weather. And so if you're going to get temperatures in the 20 below zero or further down, 0W anything, 0W30, 0W20, whatever it is, that 0W rated oil will be the best thing for your application in that extreme cold weather.
That's great. Some really good advice. And Dan, since we're a little bit short on time here, why don't we talk again about the preferred customer discount? Because this is really cool and it's available for folks and it's free.
Yes, folks, free. 6 months. Try out the preferred customer membership program with AMSOIL. You're going to be buying products at 25 to 30% below the retail price. It's real. It's not a gimmick. It's set up for factory direct purchasing. You buy a $100 order, they ship it to you free. I mean, you can't hardly beat this. You get a 25% discount. You get the stuff shipped free to your door. Give it a try. I'm going to pay for your six-month membership. After that, you can decide if it saves you enough money to renew it. Its normal cost is $20 per year, okay, to be signed up. Send you a monthly magazine, and you get the advice and consulting from me free, no cost. Whatever you need, I'll help you out with applications and whatever your equipment is, whatever it happens to be. So it's a great program. I've got plenty of people that are taking me up on it, so I continue to offer it. And all you got to do is call 800-370-2986 or go to thelubepage.com. You can email me, Dan Watson, at thelubepage.com.
Thank you, Dan. Great job as usual. Thank you for all your great expertise.
Great time, Bob. See you next time.
All right. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Dan will be back next week, same time, same place, same station. So don't forget to come on back and listen. We're approaching the top of the hour.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.